This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're back with a new episode of Discovery with a K. I'm your host, Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And today it's all about
the Stacy girls.
Stacy. What gen are they? They're 15 or 14.
I actually don't know. I was thinking about that, but
if a new gen.
If we consider ITZY to be fourth gen.
So that would be 14 as well.
Would it still fall under it?
I don't know. Well, anyway, regardless, yeah. Stacy girls is a topic today.
Yeah.
So they have their new, well, ish, last year, right?
Yes.
But these girls have been doing an incredible job. And I love what they're doing, okay?
The fact that they got so big.
So fast.
Right at their debut.
Yeah.
Insane.
But I think it was because of their concept. Their concept was fresh. Mm-hmm. It was not the typical let's go bubblegum. It was something very interesting, young, like...
It's a mix of bubblegum and girl power, though.
Yes, but it wasn't too bubblegum, you know? It's not like, kind of thing. No judging, they're great as well. But it wasn't, you know, too...
The shade, man.
No. It's no shade.
It's just not her cup of tea.
Exactly. Bubblegum, K-pop is not my thing.
Okay. It's mine. I like it.
And when I sometimes with debuts, there is a lot of bubblegum happening, which is obviously fantastic because they're normally underage. So bubblegum is like the best fit for them age-wise, right?
Yes.
So they came out with like a mix between bubblegum, youthful, empowerment.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's dive into Stacy, please.
Alrighty. So Stacy is a 6-member girl group under High Up Entertainment.
Yes.
And they debuted with the single album Star to a Young Culture.
Okay.
I think the title track was So Bad.
I think so.
Remember with the blue wig?
Yeah.
Their agency is part of CJ E&M Entertainment.
Yeah.
And the label was created by producer duo Black Eyed Pilsung.
Yes.
Which consists of Rado and Choi Kyu Song. And they produced hit songs like Sisters Touch My Body.
Yeah.
Miss A's Only You, Twice's Like Ooh Ah, Cheer Up, TT, Likey, Fancy, A-Pink's I'm So Sick,
So it's like a big, big producer team.
They're insane.
Okay.
And they've made so many amazing hits for like girl groups.
Yes.
You know, so I feel like they use that expertise to like see that what works. Serious.
Yeah.
And then apply it to their group.
But if you think about it, all of the songs I have produced have like a different touch. You know, think about it. Touch my body. Well, I literally just kind of sang that song.
We're going to get copyrighted.
Yeah. So Touch My Body is such a sour bop.
I
love it, you know.
Yeah, so is Cheer Up, TT, Likey, Fancy.
Yeah.
Also, A-Pink songs. I'm So Sick. Dum Dum. I love.
They're really good. All of them became like hits.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Well, it only took like a small collection of their most famous singles as well.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So tell me more.
But anyways, they use their expertise to create the singles, EPs, whatever, for Stacy.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The songs are bops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the first time that we saw them, I think we watched that documentary.
Yes, the K-pop documentary that was on YouTube, was it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, about what is K-pop and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned that in previous seasons of Discovery with a K.
Yeah.
And it was how, basically, the show how Stacy was formed.
Yes, because they showed like pre-debut,
the trainees, training days. Yeah.
To show what the trainee system was like.
Yeah.
And I think we saw one member that didn't end up making it into Stacy.
Yes, that I didn't know her, but she was I don't remember her name, but she was in a couple of survival shows, I believe. She was in High School Dancer, and I think she was in the team with Just Jerk. Mm-hmm. And she's very famous. She was a Cube Entertainment trainee, and now she became a trainee for High Up Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And apparently she's in P Nation now. Girls, like, well, she's like well known because she's been in a couple of shows and she's a really good dancer.
Yeah.
So she didn't make it to the end, but I'm sure she will make it.
She'll find her way.
Yeah.
So in their pre-debut stage, they were named High Up Girls.
Okay.
Which kind of reminds me of like KQ Fellas being under KQ Entertainment and now Hype Girls.
Yeah.
Under Hype Entertainment. I think it's just like a temporary...
An easy name to remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just... Can you imagine introducing yourself as like, hello, my name is this. I'm in Hype Girls.
I mean, in English sounds a bit odd. I'm not going to lie, but you know...
What I forgot to mention, their fandom name mm-hmm. is called Swift.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's S-W-I-T-H.
Okay. Okay.
Not sure what it stands for.
Maybe it's Stacy with, I don't know. Dad with a Stacy. Stacy's with them.
Oh.
Look, I don't know, but I know enough fandom names with to do Stacy. The relation.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yes. Well, we don't know actually. If you know, please let us know. This is just my expertise on fandom names because I've been doing this for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be that. It might be other things. So we'll see.
We'll see. If you know, drop a comment.
Please.
All right, let's dive into the members. Okay? Yeah. So the first member is Soomin. She yes. was born in 2001.
Yeah.
She's the leader, vocalist, and a rapper. She participated in Victon's reality show Me and Seven Men as the invisible girl.
Okay.
It was like a character that she was playing. She was in Hoogak's The Last Night music video.
Okay.
And she was a former trainee under Play A Entertainment.
Okay. I literally do not remember that label. Who is under that label?
I think is there, no?
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. No. I don't remember, actually. But anyway.
I'm actually not sure now anymore. But yeah, if you haven't seen The Last Night by Hoogak, go take a look because it's so beautifully done. It's like the camera keeps going in a circle,
yeah.
right? And you see a couple go from their like first love stage to... Yeah, I can't give spoiler alerts. It's a music video. To where one of them dies, you know.
Yeah, like their relationship yes, timeline yes, kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. But it's all done in like a circle.
Oh, nice.
And every time they like pass a closet or something, you can see the couple getting older and older and older.
That's cute.
And like the set changes and stuff. It's so cool. So definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
Next up is Siyun. She was born in 2001. She's the main vocalist. I think she's probably one of the most famous members.
Oh, she's the actress.
Yes, she's okay. the actress. So she appeared on many TV shows like Happy Together, Law of the Jungle, K, Kids Are Life's Blessing, with her singer slash actor father, Park Namjoon. And he's the one who invited the L dance, as they called it. I had to look up a video because I had no idea what they were talking about.
I do know the dance, though. So, the dance is fairly popular. Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Trademark.
Yeah. Oh, dope. Don't copyright me, please. She actually was a JYP trainee.
Okay.
Well, for like, I think about a year or so. And then she has been on The King of Masked Singer as Chaos. And she did a really great job.
Really?
Like, girl's a triple threat. She can sing, she can act, she can dance. Like, leave some for the rest of us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And she's been in dramas like Mystic Pop-Up Bar, Just Between Lovers, Still 17. She won the award for Best Young Actress in 2018 for the SBS Drama Awards wow. for Still 17.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
It is. It is. It is very crazy.
I was rewatching the pilot episode for Just Between Lovers because it just came out on Netflix mm-hmm. again. And I've watched it before, like maybe 2-3 years ago. And I was watching it again and I was like, hold on a minute. I recognize that face. So yeah.
There you go. Girl's very talented.
Yeah.
Impressive.
She's like really good because that drama is kind of
intense, sad.
Understatements. Yeah. Go watch that K-drama, by the way.
It's on Netflix now. Just Between Lovers. You're gonna cry.
I think they use the title Rain or Shine.
Rain or Shine. Okay.
It has two English titles. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
Alrighty. Next up is member Issa. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Lee Cheong. She was born in 2002. She's the lead vocalist and she was the first member to join the company in March 2018.
Okay. That was her first company, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm. Next member is Seon. She was born in 2003. She's the vocalist and she was a former pre-debut member of Play M Girls.
Okay.
Which is now Weekly.
Oh, right.
Who are also under Plan A Entertainment. So the other member, who was it? Suman? Yes, Suman.
Oh, so they know each other.
They're
They're friends, like.
Yeah, I presume so if they were trainees together. she was a child actress. She's the one with the colored bangs in the music video for Stereotype.
Oh, the ones with the... Oh,
no, in the first one.
In the first one.
In ASAP.
Okay, I can't really remember that right now.
Seon is the one who had the beautiful bridge in Stereotype. You know, with the like pink dress.
Yes.
What a moment. I love that bridge so much. I think it's kind of funny that there's such a connection between Weekly and Stacey.
You know, it's gonna sound horrible, but at the beginning, because they were also very close.
Oh yeah, I think it was like maybe a couple of weeks apart.
Yeah. And then if you don't know the members, I was like, which one is which? Because they also had a very similar concept of viewing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. So I had to actually dive into each group to differentiate who was Weekly and who was Stacey.
Yes, but I do feel that they have there are some parallels between their concepts.
I do think they're competition, like.
Yes, but I also think they have like their separate identities.
Of course they do. Yeah, but
I feel like Stacey's a bit more feminine, working towards the like girl boss, girl slay, gatekeep.
Yes, whereas Week is more like youthful, young kind of thing.
Youthful, young, a bit tomboyish.
Yes, I can see that. I can see that. But with the debut, it was confusing at the
beginning. Totally understand.
Okay. So.
Yeah, but the fact that there's such a connection doesn't really help either.
But that's very cool because they know each other. So if they're promoting together, they have besties behind the stage.
Amazing.
Yes.
Sweet. Then we have member Yoon. Her name is Sim Ja Yoon. She was born in 2004. She's the lead vocalist and she has the colored bangs and Stereotype.
Okay.
Yeah. So with the wait.
Is it like blue or green? It's like the bottom of the hair, right?
In Stereotype, I think it was like a little orange-ish. In the first music video, it was like blue.
Okay.
In ASAP.
Oh, yes.
But they did like the bangs again in Stereotype, but this time it was a different member, different color.
Okay, so it took two different members?
Yes.
Okay, it's that them bangs took over this summer.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
That was one of the first times that I saw the bangs in ASAP, I think.
Oh, really? Well, after that, I saw a few people.
I think Taeyeon had them in Weekend as well, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Next member is Jay. Yeah. Her name is Jung Yeun. She was born in 2004. She's the vocalist, rapper, and the maknae. She has a super deep voice.
I cover her cover from Dua Lipa song, I think.
Oh, yes, you did.
And I was like, how can she... Because her tone is very kind of low.
She's 17.
Yeah, she's like a baby.
That's insane.
And but her voice tone completely surprising because you don't expect that kind of low pitch, but also really good. It's very distinctive kind of thingy. From like that tiny girl that is beautiful, right?
I get it.
So I was like, wow.
Apparently she's in charge of the low notes and that kind of totally makes sense.
Yes.
She's really good. And she's only 17, so imagine how much better she's gonna get.
That's pretty insane. Yes.
I'm excited. Let's go to essential songs.
Yes.
Obviously, they've
I think every single song they have released so far have become a hit.
Yeah, they haven't released that much music, right? So they have a single album and two EPs, I think. Yeah. So I'm going to name the title tracks and a couple of B-sides that are like...
Perfect.
But, I mean, I think in total they have like 12 songs right now, so...
Okay. Well, they really... they debuted just last year.
Yeah, that's true.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. Usually we don't really cover... groups that are so young.
Yeah, but they're really good.
But I kind of wanted to make an exception.
Yeah, they're really good.
Should we do one about weekly as well? Maybe next season?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. So, essential song. ASAP, obviously.
Yes.
If you've been on TikTok, you'll know.
You know. Mm.
Their Stereotype, a bop.
Yes.
Then there's So Bad, which is their debut track. There's Blue Wig, that's iconic. And also they have like the yeah in the backing track, which I was like, okay, Ariana Grande. And there are the B-sides Complex and I'll Be There for a more R&B chill listen.
Okay.
And there's Love Fool if you want a bit more of a softer moment.
Do they have like ballads in their...
I think Love Fool is one of the...
Nice. Now
they don't really have a ballad yet.
Okay. It was gonna be an interesting development then, seeing like her growth.
Yeah.
Because just this year they had like two EPs, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And they debuted late 2020, if I'm not wrong.
November 12th, yeah.
So that's a lot.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. So tell me the reasons why you think people should stan Stacey.
I think you should stan them now so you won't regret it later, because I do think they're going to be big, or like even bigger than they are now.
I think so too. It's like they're coming out with a very powerful concept, which these days is becoming more of a trend. And I love seeing that because just, you know, like girls can, you know, be their own person. I think about like,
yes, things they want. Of feminism in.
Here we go.
Look.
Yeah, but I do understand your point. And I think that for this generation, it's very important.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, it's fun. And at the same time, you can be like empowered by these girls.
Yeah.
And I think the two of these groups, Stacey and Wicked, are doing that for the new generations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I kind of hope that at one point they're going to collab.
I want to see. So hear me out. Now that we are at the end of the year, right? End of the year. Well, give me this towards the end of the year.
A collab stage. You!
They do that for the KBS Awards, right? And I want to see that because it would make so much sense.
Okay, but imagine if they threw an ITZY as well.
Yes.
Like, imagine ITZY opening.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a couple of verses, whatever. And then Stacey and Weekly.
You know what? The thing is that I've seen ITZY already with other groups. And for me, it's hard to take them out of them groups because they did such a good job with them groups. It's like they were with the girl from, I think it was Lovelies. They had this stage with like the boss stage last year.
Uh-huh.
Well, in 2020. And they were like dancing boss. And it was like a member of like ITZY, another member of Lovelies. And had like a couple of two other girl groups, I believe. And it was such a good... Oh my girl. Maybe the member for Lovelies was there as well. I don't remember. But the member for Oh My Girl was there. And it was also Ryujin from ITZY.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the other two. Oh my God, my memory. The point is that the damn stages, I love them so much.
Yes. But I still think it'd be iconic. Either way, Stacey and Weekly together as all would be...
KBS.
So good.
They will be amazing. Imagine them covering an old song.
Imagine them skateboarding all onto the stage.
Yes.
But like Weekly on their skateboards and Stacey with like roller skates.
Oh my, I can see that. Right? Yes.
I would love. Okay.
Anyway, we're throwing ideas. Please, if you know someone from KBS or some of their award shows,
hit us up, you know.
Upload of ideas for young groups.
Why do you think that they should stan Stacey?
You know, as a part of the job, as a reviewer, as a K-pop listener and all of that, we listen to a lot of things every day, okay? And the thing is that not always is something that we feel is like extremely new or like, oh my God, you know.
It's hard to be groundbreaking every single day, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever Stacey released her first, I think you covered it and you were like, you need to listen to this.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, you know, because they didn't follow the pattern. And after you listen to music for so long, you start noticing certain patterns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they said like, no, we don't want that. We're going to do our own thing. That was it for this episode of Discover with a K. Follow us in our socials and we'll see you next time, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.